the commodity so prized that it convinced the Dutch 350 years ago to swap Manhattan for a tiny Indonesian island.
If you managed to get a sackful, whether you stole it or actually managed to buy it from the local people, it would set you up in Europe with a fine house and probably enough money left over to live a life of reasonable luxury.
It was a land swap like few others. 350 years ago, the Dutch gave Britain a swampy tract of land called Manhattan in return for a tiny spice island in Indonesia. Now, for the first time, that island is commemorating the anniversary of the treaty with a Manhattan festival. Rebecca Henschke travelled to the remote Banda Islands for the event.
I'm on a wooden Bengisi boat, a huge wooden sailing boat coming through a strait. On one side is an active volcano covered in thick jungle and coconut trees down below. And we're being brought in by two canoe boats filled with around 20 local men crying out the normal welcome, coming into the Banda Islands and the Pulau Run for a festival to mark the time when this island changed the world.
With the Treaty of Breda in 1667, the Dutch gave Manhattan to the British in return for the island of Run, here in the Banda Sea. It turned out to be one of the best historical swaps for the British and then America. But at the time, it was a better deal for the Dutch, says David Perry, a collector of antique maps from that time.
It seems like a bad deal, or when we think about it now, how valuable Manhattan is, but actually at the time it was a very good deal for the Dutch. They were not doing anything really in Manhattan, and yet they desperately needed the Isle of Run to complete their monopoly, their hold over the source of nutmeg, the only source in the world of nutmeg.
Traded for centuries by Arab and Chinese merchants, nutmeg became a coveted luxury in 17th century Europe. It was used to preserve food and believed by some to prevent the plague.
Well, it was actually more valuable than gold, sort of weight for weight. And if you managed to get a sackful, whether you stole it or actually managed to buy it from the local people, it would set you up in Europe with a fine house and probably enough money left over to live a life of reasonable luxury.
And the Banda Islands were the only place in the world where nutmeg grew. The Bandanese, though, paid a high price, the Dutch brutally enforcing their monopoly over the trade, as local business leader Abu Riza explains.
In order to control these islands, the Dutch generals said we have to change the mindset of the people. They massacred, basically exterminated the indigenous people. Almost half the population were slaughtered. The rest fled, and the others were taken to the other islands as slaves.
The dance that I'm watching now represents the murder of the noble people, the Bandanese, and most of the population. At one point, the dancer putting a white flower in his mouth, symbolizing the fact that they were silenced.
Nutmeg is still farmed here in the fertile volcanic soil. Ponki is the 13th generation in his family to run their plantation, one of the oldest here. He says he's proud to continue the tradition of his ancestors, even though he gets just $8 for a kilogram of nutmeg.
Things are much quieter these days on Pulau Run. We're off the coast now on a boat, and a pod of dolphins has just swum past, leaping out through the crystal blue water. There's electricity just a few hours a day on the island, but the locals are hopeful that this festival will once again bring the eyes of the world back to these incredible islands and the unique role they played in history.
Tania Alway, chair of the Banda Heritage Foundation, says they have what New York doesn't.
I think Banda is richer. We still have marine mega biodiversity. And New York is just a concrete jungle. But still, I wouldn't mind an apartment on Central Park. I had to pay $20 in a taxi for a 3-minute ride on Manhattan. I was like counting.
Some amazing voices from that piece by Rebecca Henschke, reporting from the Banda Islands in Indonesia, a piece that I have to say was nothing short of utterly charming. There's more on the Banda Islands. If you head to our website, bbc.com, and look for the travel pages, you'll find a feature about the Banda Islands and about that remarkable land swap that was made by the Dutch 350 years ago.